Kix 105.5, a very good day to you. I'm Sean Knight. On the phone joining me is Marilyn Cargill. Am I saying that correctly?
You certainly are.
So you are the VP of Financial Aid Services Marketing and Research for VSAC. So that entails you having a lot of conversations with young people about attending college and how they can pay for it. What would you recommend for people who are in their junior or sophomore year or even senior year of high school? At this juncture, if you're already in high school, the fact that you're dealing with money that has to come about unless you had your parents already saving long ago, you probably will have to ask for some financial assistance. What are the proper steps?
Well, most students, especially our seniors right now, have already filled out their free application for federal student aid and their Vermont grant application, especially if they're planning to start school this September. If they haven't done that, it's not too late. They can go right to the VSAC website at vsac.org and find both of those applications and get them filled out. But for the families that have already filled them out, the place that they are right now is they are just starting to receive award letters from all of the different schools that they applied to, and they are sitting down at the kitchen table or dad's desk or mom's chair or wherever they are to compare those award letters because, Sean, as you know, there's a lot of reasons that families pick colleges. It can be that the major's right, that the location's right, that the student's comfortable on campus. But at the end of the day, one of the biggest decisions is, can we afford it?
Yes.
And that comes from looking at those award letters.
And so as far as award letters, are there ways to improve the amount of money that you get? Is it based on parents and their income? Can kids file it without their parents?
Most high school students cannot file without their parent information.
Just because you're not 18.
Well, they have to be, for financial aid purposes, you actually have to be over the age of 24 to be able to file without parent information. So for these high school students, they need to have parents fill these forms out with them. And then when those award letters start coming in, they can be a bit confusing. There's not a standard way that a college award letter is structured, and so they all look slightly different. They all use slightly different language. One of the tools that VSAC has on our website is a spreadsheet or a worksheet that helps families put those award letters side by side and compare how much grant money do you have, how much loan money are they offering you, how much work study is there, so you can really determine how strong that financial aid package is and also whether or not you can afford that particular school.
Now, just simply saying from a financial standpoint, it is always better, tell me if I'm incorrect, to go to like a community college or a smaller local college to start with, to maybe feel as if whether college is right for you, make sure that you're not wasting money. And it's about expense. It's about paying less money to start off something that you're going to want to do 4 or 6 years with. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's a strategy that a lot of parents use, is starting local and then deciding if they want their student to transfer to a different school to actually get their four-year degree, if that's what they're after. But one thing that a lot of families find out, we always suggest when students are applying that they apply to what we call a safe school, which means that the student probably is going to be easily accepted based on their grades and that the family thinks that that school is probably more affordable. But it's not until you look at those award letters that you really know how much a school is going to cost you, because some of the more expensive schools also have much larger endowments and offer much stronger financial aid than some of the local schools are able to do. So until you have the award letter in your hand and you're actually comparing how much assistance you received to the cost of the institution, it's really very, very hard to say what the best financial situation is going to be for a family. So that's why we really suggest you apply to more than one school, a safe school, a school that's, you know, right in your zone, and then a few more that are reach schools, just so you can see whether or not you can afford them.
Now, my question, the last one I have is, if my daughter wants to go to school and VSAC is going to assist us, must she go to school in the state of Vermont?
That's a great question, Sean, and the answer is no. Vermont State grants, as well as all of our loan programs and scholarship programs, are portable, which means that the student can take those to the school that best meets their needs. So if that happens to be an out-of-state institution, then the state of Vermont supports that student just as much as they support a student who chooses to go to an in-state school.
Well, thank you for helping us understand this a little more, and hopefully people will facilitate VSAC. Marilyn Cargill, the VP of Financial Aid Services Marketing and Research at VSAC. If they would like to talk to you or look online for more information about the things that we've been discussing, share with them how they can look somewhere to get some of this more information and a phone number that they can call.
Sure. So they can certainly go to our website, which is VSAC.org, or they can call us toll-free at 877-253-6485.
Marilyn, what a pleasure. I hope you have a great day, and thanks for calling into Kix 105.5.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.